The Gemara says that if you salt many pieces on top of each other, you do not have to worry that the top piece will let out some of its blood and it will trickle down and get absorbed in the lower pieces and forbid the lower pieces. Because the very fact that even if you salt one piece, you'll have a problem. It may be that the blood from the top of the piece will dribble down and get absorbed into the bottom part of the piece. So you're gonna it's gonna become also because of that. Therefore, it must be that this is not problematic. That blood dripping down on a piece is not problematic. So you can do it with many pieces too. Rashi says the reason is because as it's extracting the blood is coming out of it. It's not going to absorb any other blood. And he says you don't have to worry that the second piece is going to finish, the first piece is going to finish giving up blood before the second piece, and therefore don't have to worry that the first piece is not going to be giving up blood, yet it's going to be getting blood from a higher piece. Tosfos disagrees with this, because this is good maybe by two pieces, you're not worried that one will finish that much before the other one. However, if you salt many pieces of meat, one on top of each other, you're eventually going to have a situation where the top piece of meat was salted quite a bit of time after the bottom piece, and it will finish the bottom piece giving off blood before the top piece had finished giving off its blood, and it will be absorbed and forbid the meat. So there's you see in the sheet that there's four shitas that are brought in Tosfos. Now the Rabbeinu Tam says that the heter is mishrak shorik. That we said this concept already a few times, that the blood is very smooth and does not absorb very easily. Therefore it would just drip off and slide off the piece of meat and will not be absorbed. Now so according to that, it's only permitted as it's being dripped off. So if it has a place to drain, and therefore the blood is just dripping off the piece of meat and it's not gathering into a keli, it's okay. And it doesn't matter in what situation the meat finds it in. Was it already salted, not salted, washed, and anything? As long as it's dripping on top of it and it drains, it does not get absorbed. However, if it's in a place where it gathers, then it also does not make a difference of what situation the piece is in, since it has no place to slip off, is going to get absorbed and is forbidden. Now, Tosfos did not like this teretz, because if so, that if the piece of meat has some kind of groove in it, some kind of guma, like a hole, not a hole all the way through that will drain, but it will have the water, the blood gathering in that area, then it would forbid the piece of meat because it's not going to be dripping down, because there is a place where the blood is going to gather in the piece of meat. And Grada, the Ramah, is chayshish to this and says that if there is a conclave area of the piece of meat, you should l'chadchilo turn it over to be yoitzed that the mishrach shorek. But the avid, if you don't, he agrees that you can rely on the other shitas. However, you should l'chadchilo try to mekayim the shita of mishrach shorek and make sure that there's no concave area that the blood can gather and the blood will just drip down. So that's shita number one. Now, the next shita I'll bring, I'm not going to bring it in the order that's born this year because I felt that this is a little bit easier to understand in this order. So we're going to bring out in the shurim is three, which is the Re Marlins. Now, he says, Eina Chanami, that the blood, that it only drains while the blood is coming out. However, if there's a steady flow of blood coming from pieces above, so the faucet remains on. So therefore, as it loses all its blood, it's getting reinforced or refilled up with the blood that's coming from the top pieces. So as long as the top pieces are giving up blood, there's no shutting off the faucet of the lower pieces, because it's like it has blood in it like originally, because it's getting a constant refillment from the blood from the top pieces. So therefore, it keeps on going. And according to the Shita, we say that it doesn't matter how long it goes, it keeps on going, even if it's for more than 24 hours, because as long as you're having a replacement of blood, even let's say there's 10,000 pieces, one on top of each other, it just keeps on going and drips into the bottom piece and it gets absorbed into the bottom piece, and therefore it follows the flow and goes out. That is Shita, that's the Rim Orleans. Now, the next two Shitas, are what Tosis brings, are very similar with a little bit of a kinach, a little bit of a difference. So let us explain it. So the idea is, originally in the question, we assume that as long as the blood stops flowing, so you cannot allow the piece of meat getting absorbed some more blood, because you don't say while the blood is flowing, it's going to prevent other blood coming in. So right now there's no more blood. The blood was finished. So it's going to absorb and that's it. But he says no, because even though all the blood is gone, there's still tzir coming out. There is still brine. The juices of the meat that's been salted is going to come out, and therefore as it's flowing, so it's not going to aser. So this is the point that separates the two shitas. There's one shita is, even though that it does get absorbed, that since it's not blood, it does not prevent the blood from coming in. However, since it's still coming out the tzir, as the tzir will come out, the absorbed blood will come along with it out too. So therefore, it's just since there's a flow of tzir, the flow of tzir is going to bring the flow of blood with it, and therefore would become blood-free eventually. The other shita held also that since there's tzir, it's just like blood, and just like the blood, the extractment of blood prevents other blood from coming in, from being absorbed, so too the tzir, as it's flowing out, will prevent any of the blood from coming in. And the nafkamina between these two shitas is, do you have to wait until the top piece is finished flowing before you take the bottom pieces out? Now, according to the shitas, that it absorbs, but will eventually extract it out as the tear goes out. According to them, it's constantly being absorbed more blood, and until the flow of blood stops from the top, so you have the shir melicha from the top pieces of meat, the bottom piece is constantly absorbing more blood. Therefore, you have to wait until the shir melicha of the top pieces, and there's no more blood flowing. At that point, we say, oh, any blood that flew got into the bottom piece, and also at this point had been extracted and removed from the bottom piece. However, within the shir melicha of the top pieces, you have to still worry that there's still absorbed blood in the bottom piece that hadn't been extracted out by the tzir, so you have to let it in until it's finished draining. That is according to the shitas that hold that the same way it absorbs, it will come out. However, according to the shitas that since it's letting out, it will not absorb. And according to them, you don't have to worry. You can take it out right away. You don't have to worry that there's still blood in it, because no blood ever gets absorbed into it, because it's protected by the outflowing of the tzir to make sure no blood is absorbed. And therefore, you can take it right away and wash it off and fine. And you don't have to worry about any blood inside it. And there's a machlokes how to paskin which of the bottom two shitas does the Rama hold of. The Taz holds that it does absorb, but it lets out. The Shach says that since it's letting out tzir, it will not absorb. And okay, so that is the machlokes what the Rama holds. Okay, the Rama continues and says that let's say if you have a piece of meat that was salted, had the shir melicha and just waiting for hadocha achroina, and you salted it again. What is the din of the piece of meat that was salted a second time? He says it has the same dinim as we said before, that even though that there's blood on the surface, and the blood in the surface will now come in, right? Or assumingly that the salt will push it in, but no, it's not a problem like we said before. Now, the question that they ask, the Achronim ask, is why is this different than what we paskin by, or at least, without a hefsim rubo, like the Shita Sasamak? Remember, we had the machlokes all the way in the beginning of Samech Tes that you got to do Hadocha Rishoina, and we had a machlokes if the reason is that the reason why you have to wash it off before you salt it is either to soften it and let the blood out, or it's or that we're afraid that the salt will drive the dam be'en, the blood that's on the surface, into the piece of meat and it won't come out. So the Taz says, I understand why the rush is not a problem, because even though you're salting on the surface and there's blood on the surface, but we don't say that the salting of blood on the surface will draw it in. However, according to the smack, who says that the problem is that the salt is going to, if you don't wash it off first, the salt that you're salting with will draw, will push the pieces of, drive the dam, the blood that's on the surface in. Why am we worried over here that the salt will push the dam that's on the surface in? So he gives a teretz that says over there, you didn't start the process of salting yet, and there's no extraction of any blood. Therefore, it will take the blood on the surface and put it in. However, over here, where there's no, where it already started the process, and there is, you are having the, at least at this point, the tzir coming out, so therefore you don't have to worry that the salt is going to drive it in, because of, once it's the tzir is coming out, it's going to stop the blood from coming in. Now the Prima Godim Bavarans, why does he say this reason over here instead of what he said before, that it will come in but it will be extracted later with the flow? Why does he say that it's going to prevent it over here? So he says that the reason what he gained over here by saying that, besides before we say why he changed the reason, is because, like we said before, if you hold it, the reason is that it absorbs, but you're going to have to wait until the shir melicha. So then you'll have to wait at shir melicha before you wash off the salt and everything, because it will absorb the blood on the surface. So you have to wait for that amount until it's totally has let out all its blood. Okay. So why is this different? So he says, because according to the Rosh, like we said, that doesn't hold that the blood drives in, it's mutter anyhow. So we combine that, and now with, even according to the smack, perhaps you can say, once it's not absorbing, right, it will, once it's extracting the tzir, it's not going to absorb. So therefore, with that, you don't have to say that absorbs, but it's going to let out. But you can make a combination and say that perhaps since the rosh that's permitted in the first place, and even like the smak, you don't have to be chayish, you don't have to worry that it absorbed, but it needs time to get out, but it just doesn't let the blood in the first place. That is the tas. However, he says, this is only while it's giving out the tzir. But after 24 hours, where we know for sure no more tzir, no more brine is coming out, it's already been drained fully. So therefore, we don't have this reason. And therefore, it is osir. Now, the shach gives a different teretz. He gives this teretz and brings also a second teretz. He says, the smach's only problem of getting the surface blood in, because that has a status of dam be'en, much thicker type of blood that once it comes in, it will not come out. However, over here it's dam pleita, it's blood that already been extracted from the piece of meat. It was salted and get extracted out, and therefore it's a much thinner type of blood, and therefore even if it would come in, it will come out again, and therefore you don't have this idea that the blood, that the salt is going to drive it in to the point that it can't come out. That is the shach. And the Prima Gadim wants to say, according to the shach, that even after 24 hours, it's okay, because according to this answer, it has nothing to do with it actually being poilet, if it's actually letting off tzir at this time, like the Taz says, but it's only dependent if it's dam be'en, if it's blood that is that is thicker, or if it's dam pleito, or if it's thinner blood that been already extracted from the piece of meat. However, the Chavis Das says that really, even not only to the smak, it should be a problem over here after 24 hours, but even according to the Rosh, it really should be a problem, and it should be a problem according to everybody after 24 hours. And remember, in the first year, we talked a little bit about the Chavis Das's chilik, the differentiation between the heat of the salt and the nature of the salt. And he says over there that the nature of the salt is what, according to the smak, that drives the blood in and can't take it out. And according to the rush, it only extracts the blood but doesn't drive it in, and that's why it's permitted. However, with the heat of the salt, it's no different than any salty item that will mavliya, would bring in iser, at least kedei klipa. But he says, according to that, we have the heterim that will come out through melicha, that the, even though they can drive in the blood through the heat of the salt, besides with the, according to the smak, with the nature of the salt, but that heat of the salt, the blood will come out afterwards, either because of kibbalah kachpotai, that the same way it absorbed, it will come out through the salting, or that once let's say that idea, because it's not extracting, at least that idea. However, over here, we're talking about a case where the tzir has been already completely come out. It's after 24 hours, there's no more tzir, nothing going out. And all you're having over here is blood being salted on it, which is going to be mavliya, it's going to absorb, but you're not going to be able to salt it a second time to get it out, because we're going to see later on in Simon in Sifvav that we're going to paskin that once all the blood is out of it and there's no tzir ever coming out, you can't be salt anymore to get the blood out. So therefore, he says it's a problem once the tzir is out and there's no letting out tzir, according to all the opinions.